This is Mindset Monday, a short episode designed to share some of the tips and tricks that I've learned or I'm experimenting with to conquer my mind, perform at a higher level, and crush my goals. My hope is that these short weekly episodes will help each of you in the same ways. One thing I've learned is that mindset is so key when it comes to performing in life and in business. And your mind's like a muscle. You have to work it out. Some days are easier than others to keep a positive mindset. But the more you train your mind, the easier it becomes to maintain a positive mindset, even on the hard days or when things are not going according to plan. And there are many different ways that one can go about improving their mindset. And that's what I'll be discussing on these episodes. I'll be sharing what I've learned and what I'm currently learning to help maintain a positive mindset and show up every day performing at my best. So with that, thanks for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this week's episode of Mindset Monday. Let's drop in. Welcome, everyone, to Mindset Monday. I hope everyone had an awesome weekend and is looking forward to an even better week coming up. This week, I want to take a slightly different approach, I guess, to Mindset Monday. You know, typically I try to, you know, talk about different things that I'm trying myself or have been able to implement in my own life to really just improve my overall mindset, develop more mental toughness, and just put myself in a position to really continue moving forward and accomplishing my goals. And, you know, this week will be similar in some regard, but I want to, you know, I guess talk about something a little more specific, and that's, you know, a mindset shift when it comes to risk, and particularly the risk associated with starting your own business. You know, I'm having a lot of conversations with people on a regular basis that, you know, are considering getting into business for themselves. And for virtually everyone, they view starting a business, whether that's, you know, going out on their own and building something from scratch or investing in a franchise business or, you know, some other way of getting into business for themselves, they view it as a big risk. And sure, it is a big risk. And on the flip side of that, most people tend to think of, you know, taking a corporate job of some sorts as being much less risky than going out on your own and starting a business. And it's counterintuitive, but, you know, it's really so much riskier, in my opinion, to put all of your eggs in the basket of an employer where you have so little control over what may happen to the position that you have within a company. You know, and again, that's probably counterintuitive for most. You know, most people think that, you know, hey, the salary and the benefits and kind of the guaranteed money, you know, coming in on a monthly basis is much more stable and secure than going out on my own, starting a business, and, you know, hoping that my business is able to earn enough and produce enough income for me to, you know, live the life I'm accustomed to. And, you know, unfortunately, because of everything going on right now with the COVID-19 pandemic, a lot of people are finding out the hard way that external circumstances outside of their control result in, you know, what they always felt was a much more stable and much more secure path, you know, having a job through an employer with the salary and the benefits is not really that stable. You know, a lot of people have been laid off. Unemployment is on the rise right now. Other people have been furloughed. They've had their salaries cut. They're not sure, you know, when their salary will go back to what it was, if it even will. And, you know, we have had this experience in our own lives. You know, I think I talked in a previous podcast a little bit about, you know, my wife's experience in the pharmaceutical industry. And, you know, even though she was a top performer, you know, even though they were already talking to her about, you know, taking steps into management, she got laid off. She got laid off when she was out on maternity leave with our daughter. You know, and it was really nothing that she could do about it. You know, her performance was great. you know, but her company had a couple drugs in their pipeline that did not get FDA approval. And now all of a sudden the winds change a little bit for this particular company, and they no longer have a need for a pretty large percentage of the sales force that they had. So she found herself laid off. And again, so many people right now are going through similar experiences, and there's very little that they can do to control that. You know, it doesn't matter how much you produce or how well you perform for your company. It doesn't matter how much your manager may like you in many cases. If it comes down to you or the bottom line, the company's always going to pick the bottom line. It's just business. It's not usually personal. It's just business. But, you know, that in my eyes takes so much control out of the employee's hands. And to me, if you don't have control, that's much riskier. Whereas on the flip side, investing in a business, what you're really doing is investing in yourself. And so you maintain so much more control of the outcome. And of course, there are still going to be external circumstances that happen to you as a business owner that could potentially negatively impact your business. Again, COVID-19 is a perfect example. You know, so many businesses are struggling right now. Our businesses have certainly slowed down as a result of all of this, but we have more control than we would if we were essentially relying on someone else for our livelihood, like we would be, you know, if we were employees. And so, you know, don't get me wrong, it's of course a risk to start a business. But in my mind, and what I'm, you know, learning through so many of the conversations I'm having with people, they're starting to have their eyes open to this as well. You know, at least if you own a business, you have control over what you do, how you pivot, you know, when the economy takes a dip or when circumstances around you change, you have the ability to pivot. You know, you can control how hard you work, right? You can control that as an employee too. But again, in many cases, it doesn't matter how hard you're working. If something changes within the organization, if there's an acquisition, if, you know, the economy does see a downturn, any number of things could happen that result in your position as an employee being eliminated. And as a business owner, you're in a position to have a much more direct impact on the outcome of your efforts. And to me, that removes a good bit of the risk. And look, the point of this is not to try to, you know, convince everyone out there that has a job and is an employee that they should ditch their job and go into business for themselves. I mean, the fact of the matter is many people are not suited for business ownership. It is a risk to go into business for yourself, and it's certainly not easy. You know, there's a lot of ups and downs as a business owner. It's kind of an emotional roller coaster. A lot of good days, no doubt, but there's also a lot of bad days, hard days, tough decisions that need to be made. So there are a lot of people out there that simply are better suited for working as an employee for a company. And that's perfectly fine. You know, if you fall into that category, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But if you're one of those people that kind of has that itch, you know, you've got even just a little bit of that entrepreneurial mindset, you find yourself thinking or wondering, you know, what if I were to get into business for myself? Then this is really, you know, who I'm talking to in this particular podcast, because so many people have an idea or have a vision of what they'd like to do in their lives or as a business owner, and it never really gets beyond that point. It never becomes anything more than a dream. And so often what stops that dream in its footsteps is fear. And, you know, fear of taking a risk. You know, what if, it doesn't work out? You know, what if I, you know, lose the money that I invested to start this business? What if I'm not able to, you know, see the same type of income that I was previously, you know, as an employee? And those are all legitimate questions, right? I mean, you have to really think through some of these things. I mean, really, you want to think through the worst case scenarios, right? What if I try this? What if I start this business and everything goes completely wrong? What does that look like? But, you know, what people really need to shift their mindset to is just understanding that, yes, starting a business is a risk, but so is putting your livelihood in someone else's hands as an employee. And in my mind, that is a much, much bigger risk. And so, you know, if you fall into this category of kind of an aspiring entrepreneur and you, you know, are really interested or you like the idea of being in business for yourself, but you've never really been able to take any action because of that fear, that uncertainty, and the doubt associated with taking a big risk like getting into business for yourself, you know, it's important that you attack it with a methodical process, right? I'm certainly not suggesting that you just, you know, quit your job on a whim and, you know, start the first business that pops into your mind, right? You know, you need to make a very calculated risk if you are going to go into business for yourself. And that's exactly, you know, the process that I work with people through is to help them do just that. And, you know, the first thing you have to do is get clear on your goals. You know, what is it that I want to accomplish through getting into business for myself? The way I look at businesses is they're vehicles, right? Everyone has a destination that they are looking to get to. So when you're considering starting a business, it's a matter of finding the best vehicle that has the highest likelihood of getting you where you want to go in your life. And so using a very methodical process to do that is exactly how it should be done. And in doing so, it even further removes the risk associated with getting into business for yourself. It certainly doesn't remove all of the risk. You know, you don't know exactly how the future is going to play out, but going through a very methodical process to figure out what type of business is best suited for me, it can drastically reduce the risk. And so once people are able to really get clear on the vision, right, their goals through getting into business for themselves, you know, then we can start really dialing in what characteristics of a business are best suited for you. And by characteristics, I'm not talking about the widget that the business provides, the product or the service. I'm talking about, you know, your role as the business owner. That's a big part of these characteristics that I'm talking about. You know, how are you going to be spending the majority of your time as the owner of a business? Certainly, you want to make sure that, you know, a business you're investing in or starting caters to your skill set. You want to make sure that it leverages the skill set that you've developed over your life. And you also want to make sure it's one that doesn't center too heavily around any weaknesses that you may have. In addition to that, you want to take into consideration characteristics such as, you know, what type of investment would make sense for me where I'm at in my life right now. You certainly don't want to spread yourself too thin with the investment. That can, you know, really set you up from failure before you even get started. You want to take into consideration things like, do I want to have a business that requires some sort of a storefront or a brick and mortar component at all? Or would I prefer a business that's home-based? Right? Do I want a business that's going to require me to go out and recruit and hire employees? And if so, how many employees? What type of employees? Or would I prefer a business that's really, you know, just me, you know, more of a sole proprietorship type business? And these are just a few examples of the things that really need to be taken into consideration when you're getting clear on the characteristics of a business. And, you know, when I work with people through this process, we do a very in-depth series of consultations where this is exactly what we get clear on. And through that, you know, I'm able to help people build a personal business model. And again, at this point in the process, we're not talking so much about what are the products and services that the business actually provides. You know, once we're clear on the characteristics, then we can go out and start looking at, you know, in my case, I'm primarily working with people to help them find the right franchise business to invest in. But this whole process works even if you're not interested in a franchise. But once we have this model, then we can really start digging in and doing some research on different franchise businesses that are available that strongly align with the model. And then, of course, you want to make sure that you are, you know, investing in a business that is something you'll enjoy, something that you, you know, can get excited about. You know, you definitely want to make sure that whatever the product or the service is that the business provides, that, you know, you feel confident that you would be adding value to your clients, the people that you're serving through the business. So we do focus on these things, but it's not the leader in terms of what we focus on first in the process. And then once we've identified some companies that strongly align with your model, then it's time to really start doing some due diligence and investigating these businesses and learning everything about them, understanding, you know, what it takes to be successful. And then it's time for some self-reflection. Once you've learned what it takes to be successful in a particular business, then you got to look at yourself in the mirror and say, do I have what it takes to be successful in this business? And if we're talking about franchises here, you know, good franchisors have very methodical step-by-step processes that are designed to be very transparent to help people do just that, to learn the business and understand, you know, what they're getting in terms of value from the franchisor, right? There's going to be a system in place, a proven business model. There's going to be all types of support, everything from technology to marketing support to, you know, training to help you learn the business and, you know, in all likelihood, get your business ramped up quicker. Depending on the type of business, a lot of times franchise organizations are really able to leverage the buying power of the entire system that can reduce your cost as a business owner. There's a lot of different things that you need to really understand. How am I getting value from the franchisor? And some people I talk to, they have a kind of some preconceived notions and a negative connotation about, you know, franchise businesses. Well, hey, I got to pay this big fee up front to become a franchisee. And then the franchisor is going to take a percentage of all of my revenue forever. That sounds crazy. Well, it becomes a simple math equation in my mind. Again, understand the value and then calculate what that value is worth. And if you're investigating a very strong franchise opportunity, the value that you're getting should far exceed the expenses that you incur as a result of being a franchisee. And then, of course, you know, as I mentioned earlier, it's all about understanding what does it take to be successful. And again, a good franchisor is going to have a very methodical process. Part of this process is going to be where you're going to get to go out and talk to other franchisees that are already in the business. And that's where you can really start learning is, you know, what does it take to be successful? What are challenges that some of these franchisees have encountered? And how were they able to overcome them? How was the franchisor able to support them and help them through those challenges? And look, a franchise organization is no different than any organization. You know, whether we're talking businesses, sports teams, whatever, franchise organizations have a bell curve just like anyone does, right? You're going to have your top 20% of franchisees, your bottom 20% of franchisees, and everything in between. Not everyone that invests in a franchise is successful, even with the best franchise organizations out there, with the strongest systems and processes and some of the best brand recognition and support, they still have franchisees that are not successful. And so that's, again, where interviewing these franchisees is such a valuable step in this due diligence process. You learn, you know, you'll get to talk to people that are very successful. I always encourage people that I work with, you know, talk to some franchisees that are not that successful. You can learn a lot from having those conversations as well. And then again, once you've kind of gathered all the information and you know what it does take to be successful, look at yourself in the mirror, do some self-reflection, and be brutally honest with yourself. Am I more likely to approach this business like the top performers that I talk to? Or am I more likely to approach it similarly to, you know, some of the people that are struggling that I talk to? So the point is, though, if you go through this process, and again, this doesn't just apply to franchise businesses, right? Even if you're looking at starting your own business from scratch, you should go through a very similar exercise to this. And once you do, if you still feel confident that it's the right business for you, you have drastically reduced the risk associated with getting into business for yourself. Is there still risk? Absolutely. But you've drastically reduced it. You are making a very calculated risk. And at the end of the day, what you're doing is you're investing in yourself, right? Starting a business is an investment, just like putting money into the stock market is an investment, right? But again, with a business that you own, you have the control, right? With the stock market, you hand your money over to your broker or, you know, the mutual funds that you're investing in. And then you kind of cross your fingers and hope for the best. You know, you hope that the research that you did or the insight that you got is, you know, going to play out the way that you think it is. But, you know, once you turn that money over, completely out of your hands as to what happens with it and what type of return you see, right? With a business, it's an ROI calculation, right? What do I think I can get in exchange for the money it costs me to start the business and the effort that I'm going to put in? But you have so much more control over the outcome than you do if you're an employee or, you know, most other investment opportunities out there. So hopefully that's a little food for thought. Just something that's been on my mind a lot lately based on some of the conversations that I've been having. And, you know, I've seen this personally in my own life. You know, when we finally were willing to invest in ourselves, it's just been amazing, you know, what we've been able to accomplish. Number one, it's a very freeing feeling to know that, you know, I am in control of my livelihood and my future. And it's up to me, right? And it puts some pressure on for sure. But if you're the type of person that can respond well to pressure and that is willing to invest in yourself, you know, I would just encourage you to shift your mindset a little bit and, you know, not necessarily buy into the traditional way of thinking that, you know, hey, you get the corporate job with the nice salary and the benefits and it's, you know, stable and everything's good. It's simply not always the case. So I hope this is helpful. I'm more than happy to talk with anyone that has questions about, you know, how they could go about looking at some different options to get into business for themselves. Talked a little bit about the process that I use. So again, more than happy to talk to anyone that's interested just to simply learn more. So hope everyone has a fantastic Monday and an awesome rest of your week. Go drop in and kick some ass. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Mindset Monday. If you got value from this, please make sure to follow or subscribe to the podcast for more great content. And if you'd like additional resources to help you maintain a positive mindset and perform at the highest level, make sure to check out my website, path2freedom.com. Path, the number two, FRDM.com. There you can also subscribe to my monthly newsletter, where I'll be sharing more great strategies just like this. And if you know anyone else that would benefit from today's episode, please forward this on to them and encourage them to listen. And finally, if you or anyone else you know would be interested to speak with me to learn more about how you can get started on your own path to freedom by getting into business for yourself, I'd love to have a conversation. Connect with me on my website or shoot me an email at wes@path2freedom.com. That's all for now. And until next time, go drop in.